We are doing Ahavat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim's work about the mitzvos of acts of kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim was enumerating the mitzvot that revolve around doing Chesed, and particularly the mitzvot about giving a loan. And we discussed the details of how a person is supposed to give a loan responsibly. A guy walks into yeshiva and no one knows him, and he says, I just need a loan for 2 days, 1,000 shekel. I'll pay back in 2 days. This happens every few weeks. People come and beg for a loan, and guys who are new here feel like, well, I'm supposed to be a good, caring person, and they give them a loan, and they never see the person again, and they never see their money again. So we discussed that a person has to be intelligent and do things responsibly, but at the same time, what the Chafetz Chaim is enumerating is the commandments that revolve around this mitzvah of giving a loan. So when we do give a loan, we fulfill these commandments. When we don't give a loan, and we could have given the loan, we transgress these commandments. But whenever we give a loan, as we've discussed in our previous classes, we have to do it responsibly and intelligently. So that's not what the Chafetz Chaim is discussing. He's discussing a case where it's your next door neighbor, and you know he has a thriving business, and you know he could pay back the loan. Just right now he's in a tight spot, or something similar where it's going to be a responsible loan. And we discussed taking collateral, we discussed taking cosigners, we discussed the different ways that a person can protect himself and should protect himself. A person doesn't have to just go stupidly into this mitzvah of giving a loan. We're supposed to do the mitzvah and do it intelligently as well. So now the Chafetz Chaim says, Val kulam, and beyond all the mitzvot that he enumerated earlier, over al mitzvah taseh poresh b'Torah li'inyan halva'a gufa. Beyond that, if a person rescinds, a person holds back from giving a loan, he's transgressing the specific commandment in the Torah that pertains to giving a loan. That's what the Torah says. When you give a loan to my nation, give it to the poor that are among you. And even though the wording of the verse is, if you give a loan, our tradition is that even though the word says im, which ordinarily means if you will give the loan, in this instance, our tradition is that the Torah doesn't mean if you will give the loan, but rather you are obligated to give the loan. That in this verse we were commanded to give a loan to our brethren when they're tight. And this warning was repeated again in last week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, that the pasuk says, that the Torah over there says ha'avet avitenu, and really that our tradition has it that it's referring to giving a loan. Uma shekatuv po bilshon im. So then, why does the Torah word it, if you will give a loan to my nation, to the poor that are among you? Nireh, it would seem du mishum dekai al sefer dekra, that the reason it's worded as though if this happens is because of the continuation of the verse that the Torah says, if you give the loan, lo tiyeh lo kenoshe. Don't be like a person who's constantly collecting. And you give the guy loans, every time you see him, you remind him, hey, remember, you still want me, remember? Huh? So that the Torah warns us. Don't mutcha him. You give him the loan, so we have a special commandment not to drive the guy crazy. That's a specific commandment among Jews. You gave a loan to your neighbor who's a non-Jew, you could keep reminding him, hey buddy, you better be saving up, you're going to owe me at the end of the month. And I've expanded on this, we'll see later on. And the details of this mitzvah will also be explained later on in Yirtzeh Hashem.